Well, we are in the company of Solomon, and that greater than Solomon, my dear brethren and sisters, even the Lord Jesus Christ, and with that prophet of doom, of whose sufferings truly anticipated and parabolically set forth, and those of him that we come to remember this day, this first day of the week. And in gathering around the emblems of God's love, and with the sure word of prophecy in our hands, the record of the life of Lord Jesus through the Gospel of Mark, and the record of Solomon's endeavours, we are truly exhorted, my dear brethren and sisters. And the Lord Jesus' quotation of another prophet, Isaiah, of those words, this people honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men. Were the summation of the Lord Jesus of that religion, which he was continually confronted with in his day, a brief time allotted for men dwelling in darkness to see an extraordinary life. So dazzling, in fact, that their traditions, their religion, really caused such dullness, such blindness, that sadly they couldn't contemplate the revelation that God placed before them. And yet, brethren and sisters, we have been asked to contemplate it, to do what Israel after the flesh failed to do. And in our contemplation of the Lord Jesus, of that gospel which he preached, of that transforming power, convinced by those miracles which brought forth the exclamation, he has done all things well, he even makes the deaf hear and the mute to speak. But sadly, even in witnessing those great miracles, it didn't, for a vast majority of those of that generation, translate into a mental and moral change. We must not be that way, of course. These things recorded for our learning should have a very different effect upon our lives. And therefore, the word that we read, the very word that Israel likewise had in their hands, and today, for example, from the Kings and Jeremiah, very same word, should bear fruit in our lives, though it didn't in the generation that Jeremiah prophesied to. Very, very poignant generation it was. We'll come to that in a moment. And of course, that generation to which the Lord Jesus stood related, and the judgments that came upon them, as we so often speak. Now, we would be remiss, I think, this morning if we could not show how the readings from the Kings and from Jeremiah do not have a bearing upon our own age and our own calling. And that's what we will endeavour to do for a few moments this morning before we partake of the emblems of God's love. If we just turn up our King's reading for a moment. In not so much the chapter we read today, but really the section in the Kings.